The early summer blockbuster season begins with Disney's Tomorrowland, a time-and-space travel adventure starring George Clooney and Britt Robertson. It's the latest feature by the one-time animator Brad Bird, whose films include The Iron Giant, The Incredibles, and Ratatouille. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Much of Brad Bird's Disney sci-fi adventure Tomorrowland is terrific fun, but it's one of the strangest family movies I've seen. Bird's not just making a case for hope. He's making a furious, near hysterical case against anti-hope. After a perplexing prologue in which George Clooney, in a futuristic suit, addresses an unseen audience, Bird flashes back to perhaps the 20th century's most enduring symbol of technological optimism, the 1964 New York World's Fair. Clooney's character, Frank Walker, is a preteen science nerd who's demonstrating his semi-functional homemade jetpack to a British scientist called Nix, played by Hugh Laurie. Nix belittles Frank, but a young girl named Athena, played by Raffi Cassidy, who appears to be Nix's daughter, secretly slips the boy a World's Fair pin that transports him somewhere fabulous. I can't describe where that is, because the fun in Tomorrowland comes from being constantly upended. What I can say is that for Bird, the 64 Fair is utopia. This was an era when kids made rockets in garages out of vacuum cleaner parts, when a clean, cheerful city of the future inspired awe instead of cynicism. For Frank, anything seems possible. Frank's not the movie's protagonist, but it's someone cut from the same cloth. Casey Newton is a present-day Florida teen, played by Britt Robertson, whose dad works for NASA, overseeing the dismantling of rockets that will never be used. A budding rocket scientist, she's so outraged by the failure to support the space program, she sends homemade drones to sabotage the equipment and gets caught. Sprung from jail, she finds in her belongings the same kind of pin that sent Frank on the ride of his life. Every time she touches it, she's in what I'm tempted to call a field of dreams, a vision she tries to share with her angry father, who's driving her home.
I am very upset with you.
I get it. You're angry. I understand. But have you ever seen this before? Does it look weird?
Don't touch it!
Why are you yelling at me?
Not while you're driving, Dad. It's dangerous. Just pull over.
I swear to God, Case, if you're on drugs...
I'm not on drugs. All will be explained as soon as you touch this pin.
It's obvious why both Casey and Frank got that pin. They have imaginations that can't be dampened. Casey's dad poses a riddle that becomes the cornerstone of her worldview. In fact, the film's worldview. You have two wolves, one representing darkness and despair, the other light and hope. Which one lives? Casey knows the answer. The one you feed. After Casey joins forces with the middle-aged Frank, much of Tomorrowland is time and space jumping, plus blast-em-up battles with human-looking robots. But the most vivid thing is the message, a critique of films, books, and TV shows in which floods, plagues, robots, or nukes wipe out civilization. It's not that Bird is disparaging climate change or other dangers. He's saying our society has become so comfortable with the vision of apocalypse that we're not dreaming up solutions. Maybe Bird's right, and we are too comfortable, even turned on by plague, flood, road warrior, kids killing kids movies. But Tomorrowland has a weird side, too. Bird has acknowledged the influence of Ayn Rand's militant individualism, and so the enemies he identifies aren't, say, the people causing climate change. They're the doomsaying collective, like the science teacher who drones on about temperature rise and looks dumbly at Casey when she interrupts to ask, "Can we fix it?" Nihilistic groupthink rules our culture, says Bird, and Casey's positivity makes her a pariah. Apart from that, a big apart, I love the movie. I had to dry my tears and let the buzz wear off before I could argue with it. The creator of The Incredibles, Ratatouille, and the last Mission Impossible film, Ghost Protocol, Bird straddles two worlds, his animation grounded by love of classic cinema, his live-action films liberated by an animator's sense of possibilities. The cast is fun, too. Though Clooney mugs as much as acts, his comic timing remains superb, and his young female co-stars are marvelous. Britt Robertson's Jumpy Casey pairs beautifully with Raffi Cassidy's crisp underplaying as the enigmatic Athena. I hope neither actress follows Tomorrowland with a Plague or Mad Max film, though we all know that in Hollywood, movies with no future are the future.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.